Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria peaking at 21 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 18, Mbombela 20.
In the traffic, R21 both directions through Tembisa, horrendous at the moment. And the Galilee's interchange, trying to get out towards the airport. It's slowing traffic coming up from Geldenhuys. It's slow from Linksfield at the moment. That is the worst traffic in the country at the moment.
Joe Mann, the sport headlines. Protea captain Themba Bavuma has been ruled out of the Zimbabwe Test Series, and the Stormers and Ben Jason Dixon bury the hatchet.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government is working to secure funding to support the financial independence of the judiciary. He says this could end the judiciary's reliance on treasury when it comes to approval for operational needs.
Our fiscal situation is challenged with the lackluster growth of our economy, so the revenues that come into government are becoming slimmer and slimmer. However, we do need to empower various arms of the state.
He spoke to the media on the sidelines of the Constitutional Court's 30th anniversary celebrations in Johannesburg. Meanwhile, SASSA announced a new verification process which requires in-person reviews and biometric checks. The civil rights organization Black Sash, however, says the social grants beneficiaries often do not have the money to travel to a SASSA office. Ivashni Naidu, the KwaZulu-Natal regional manager of Black Sash, says many beneficiaries only find out that there's a problem when there's no money in their account.
SASSA also doesn't have people on the ground at particularly your larger retailers and maybe even the banks. The lack of communication is one of the biggest threats we are finding.
Then we head to Limpopo. Three people there have been sentenced to life imprisonment by the Polokwane High Court for a 2022 farm murder. Nikki Jansen van Rensburg was killed on his Rutan farm in Limpopo. The Freedom Front Plus there says it welcomes the judge's clear condemnation of farm murders and their detrimental impact on farming communities. Here's the party's provincial leader, Andre Mos.
All three accused received life imprisonment and an additional imprisonment for conspiracy to commit robbery, robbery with aggravating circumstances, and the illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition.
Then we move abroad. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing a defining moment as Israel and Iran exchange airstrikes. So the UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting on the escalation of tensions and the fighting between the nations. And it also comes as the United States President Donald Trump is considering joining forces with Israel to attack Iran. Guterres urges all parties and potential parties involved to consider peace.
The confrontation between Israel and Iran is escalating rapidly with a terrible toll. The world is watching with growing alarm. We are not drifting toward crisis. We are racing toward it.
And we end off back on home soil. So it's been a historic week for cricket in South Africa, with the Proteas winning their first ICC World Test Cricket Championship title. But did you know that South Africa also has the world's youngest official umpire? So just 14 years old, Renier Jansen van Rensburg has recently been added to the Guinness World Records and spoke to Jacaranda FM. He started playing cricket at the age of 5.
When I first got it, I didn't even know what to say. I was shocked. It means there's a better future. It means that I will get more opportunities in life to get better and bigger in my umpiring.
I'm Marlene for Shear. More news at 6.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber. I'll settle for.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Oh, oh, oh.